This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A Colorado ski coach is accused of sexually assaulting a minor while at an event in New Mexico. The coach worked for Team Summit Colorado, which is certified with U.S. Ski and Snowboard. The coach was arrested by law enforcement in Taos County last month. Attorneys representing the victim worry other athletes may have been harmed and are asking the public to contact police with any information. A new bill would require Colorado lawmakers who are named to their position by a vacancy committee to stand for election within about a year. As Chaz Sisk reports, the change has bipartisan support.
More than one in five members of the Colorado legislature was originally appointed by a vacancy committee. That's a group of political insiders who decide who fills vacant seats. And once in office, those lawmakers have the inside edge toward re-election. Denver Democrat Emily Sirota says even state legislators believe that system needs changing.
So that nobody is really serving more than one session without having come before the people for a vote.
Sirota's bill wouldn't do away with the vacancy committees. They'd still get to appoint lawmakers. But instead of serving out a whole term, those lawmakers would have to run in special elections. And even then, there are catches. Special elections wouldn't be open to all voters, just party members and those who are unaffiliated. And elections could only happen in November, meaning those lawmakers might be able to serve an entire year before facing voters.
That was Chaz Sisk reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Despite all the construction, DIA ranked 8th by Food & Wine magazine in this year's Global Tastemakers Awards. This is CPR News.